In mid-2014, Business Insider published an article by Marion Swain, a conservation and development policy analyst for the Breakthrough Institute, a think tank dedicated to modernizing environmentalism for the 21st century. Swain reported that while the world population continues to grow, the rate of growth actually has been decreasing since a peak in the 1960s. Between 1965 and 1970, the world population growth rate increased by 2.1%. Currently, the world population is growing at half this number, only about 1.2% per year. She wrote, "We are already experiencing a slowdown in population growth, and it is expected to continue in the coming decades." The UN's median scenario projects flat or decreasing population size in all regions, except Africa. Other projections suggest that the global population may even peak in this century. She also noted that new technology may increase the Earth's food-producing capacity, alleviating fears that food production methods will be unable to keep pace with population growth. It is sometimes suggested that there are hard biological limits to how much food the Earth can produce. But ever since the invention of agriculture 10,000 years ago, humans have been consistently increasing yields through the use of new technologies, such as herbicides, growth stimulants, and mechanization. Indeed, it has been increasing yields that have allowed the human population to grow to its current population of 7 billion. In this sense, the Earth's carrying capacity is not bound by a finite set of planetary boundaries, but rather is a function of human technology, she wrote. She added that while population is undoubtedly a factor in anthropogenic climate change, as human activities do create greenhouse gas emissions, a far larger factor is the kind of energy being used. 1 billion people on the planet getting electricity from coal would create more carbon emissions than 6 billion people each getting the same amount of electricity from solar or nuclear power. To combat climate change, technology is more important than population. Swain also noted that fertility, the average number of children a woman gives birth to in her life, is closely correlated with development. She said UN statistics show the countries with the highest fertility rates are generally the poorest ones, while almost all the richest countries have fertility rates that are actually below the replacement rate of 2.1 children per woman. Citing a clear correlation between fertility and development, Swain notes that as incomes around the world increased between 1910 and 2010, fertility rates fell dramatically. In the developing world, people are increasingly moving to cities, gaining access to modern services, and the fertility rates of these countries have, in turn, been falling. There is even evidence that exposure to modern media like television can create downward pressure on family size, she wrote, adding, "This is not to say that we should not do anything to promote lower birth rates. However, access to contraception is only one of many factors that affect women's fertility choices. Broader issues of poverty and education are also crucial to address if we hope to encourage women to choose smaller family sizes."